Hello, and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Today we have a sermon by Jordan Luther, who was a guest preacher this past weekend.
I can't even begin to tell you how many times this has happened to me before. I'm in the car to pick up my brother Ethan from marching band practice. He gets in the vehicle and instinctively tunes the radio to our favorite hip-hop and rap station, 102 Jams out of Greensboro, North Carolina. It's late in the evening. Ethan is exhausted and shares a little bit about his day while the radio plays in the background. Suddenly, the DJ comes on the air, immediately demanding our attention. Remix! He announces, along with an eruption of air horns, sirens, and other sound bits coming from his soundboard. Our conversation immediately stops. Our attention is solely focused on the music the DJ is spinning from his studio. An original mix of older rap, R&B, and soul lyrics layered on top of the most beautiful current hip-hop beats. Ethan and I start bobbing our heads to the beat, clearly indicating our hip-hop trance. But I can't help but think there is more at play here than just a disruptive, funky flow of music. Could the purpose of a remix be best understood as a return, not a departure from tradition? Could the message of remix be a cultural reminder of the ways of old, carrying with it prophetic implications? These two questions lead me to believe that our gospel stories from this morning share much in common with the DJ. Like the remixing DJ, John the Baptist's birth and ministry illustrate the importance of returning to the voices of old. John the Baptist exemplifies God's mercies most faithfully by remixing the story of the people of Israel. So Luke chapter 1 sets the stage for Jesus' birth, as many of us know. But this is a stage that also includes the birth of John the Baptist. Luke switches back and forth between both narratives, building anticipation to this paradigm-shifting event in God's story. It is worth pointing out that this event has a lot in common with other stories from Israel's history, too. First of all, Zechariah and Elizabeth's conception certainly parallels the story of Abraham and Sarah from Genesis 17 and 18. Number one, both stories involve older, barren women. Number two, the news of conception is received with disbelief. And number three, the expected children are a promise of God's ongoing faithfulness. This last point is especially key to locating the importance of John the Baptist's role in God's remixed story. John's birth is intended to evoke God's faithfulness to God's people. Zechariah certainly picks up on this with his prophetic proclamation following John's birth. He reflects favorably on how God has been faithful to Abraham, David, and the prophets. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, he says. Zechariah's name is also a helpful clue in this remix. The name Zechariah translates as Yahweh remembers. Yahweh remembers. His song of praise is an expressive way of remembering God's past faithfulness while transitioning to God's present faithfulness. John's name is this transition. From the Hebrew, his name means Yahweh is gracious. John represents a long, ongoing tradition of God's activity. John continues this return to tradition on into his adult ministry. In chapter 3, we find John the Baptist not in the city or in the temple, but in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. John's choice to be in the wilderness is neither a new idea nor a coincidence. It is not an accident that his ministry thrives along the banks of the Jordan River. It has historical significance in the imagination of the people of Israel. The people of Israel have often been shaped by experiences of displacement, exile, and wandering. I believe John is trying to remind the people of Israel of those experiences. This reminder comes in the form of his baptisms, conjuring the memory of entering the land as liberated slaves. John's use of the Jordan River is both crucial and strategic. On the east side of the bank, they stood as liberated slaves. This referring back to Joshua. After they crossed the river onto the west side, they became God's covenanted people. John is recreating this act. Luke notes this as the words of Isaiah coming to life. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Returning to our remix metaphor from earlier, it is as if John is one of many DJs going back to Abraham and the prophets, featured on God's EP of undeniable mercy and faithfulness. Okay, I know what many of you are probably thinking. What good comes from a hip-hop metaphor of John the Baptist? Is this just another failed attempt by a millennial at creating a culturally obscure metaphor? While I can't answer that second question, I do believe the image of John the Baptist as a remixing DJ is a helpful model for the church. We all would do well to adopt the four remixing principles of John the Baptist from the story. Return, remember, repent, and reimagine. First of all, remix confronts the past. We cannot begin to remix without first returning to the stories that shape who we are as a people of faith. Second, remix ignites memory. We must remember our faith and family ancestors, and how the work of God does not start with us, but rather is continued through us. Third, remix repents of wrongdoing. A remix is not the same as a cover, recreating the same song as before. Just as it is important to remember what's good and useful about our tradition, we also need rhythms of confession for when we confuse God's way of justice and mercy with the way of domination and exploitation. Lastly, remix is the act of reimagining. While the first three principles of remix are mostly deconstructive and retrospective, the last is not. Reimagining God's way of justice and mercy is the crossroads intersecting both past and future. It is where both tradition and progress collide. It is our opportunity to be featured artists and prophets on God's EP. As we continue on the journey of Isaiah, John the Baptist, and others before us who have proclaimed, "Prepare the way of the Lord," may God bless us with the spirit of humility and creativity. Let us remember that the way of the Lord is an ancient one. And let us rejoice that the way of the Lord is reinventing itself as we reinvent ourselves. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, Jesus, I Believe You're Near, composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.